All right.
It is. Good Lord, it's 2010, and they still like the Queen.
God save the Queen.
So, you guys can indeed find one, led by Jacques Necker. It's a fairly small one, but fairly rich.
So cold here.
One of my contacts is
Canadian. And it's about Lake England.
All right.
Yes, it's cold,
but less wet.
Bonjour, messieurs. And mademoiselle.
I notice he doesn't notice the Chinese lady.
Greetings, mademoiselle.
I'll stab you.
like my ex-wife.
Pleasure to meet you, sir. Joseph McDonald.
American. Yeah, that's all right.
Liam Woodman.
Go back to Canada. This is Montreal.
We're go back to Canada?
Yeah. Oui. Go back to this English speaker, the beats.
Yes, well, I'd love to. However, I have business here.
Take your business outside. Bathroom's not working.
Of course not. Nothing here works.
We're with the London.
Better than your mom.
We're with the London branch of the Rippers. We're
London! Oh, senor ladies must be close to the Romance capital, Paris. I've been there once myself. I consider myself quite the romantic, if you know what I mean.
Oui?
I suppose I look at... I look at...
Oh, yes, oui, oui. Your French is very beautiful, mademoiselle. Oh, yes. Wonderful.
I look at one of the other rippers in the lodge. Is he always like this?
Let's see.
Speak French.
Let me roll a d4 and see who you're looking at. Number 4, Jean-Paul Zipaïs. Oh,
Miguel.
Well, we were hoping you might be able to assist us.
We?
We're here hunting a
Sasquatch.
The Sasquatch?
Yes. We were wondering...
The one who was known best is probably Philippe. He is a woodsman.
Woodsman.
Yeah. Let me show you my woodsman, lady.
Oh. I thought they were better than this.
Gesture.
Put your shirt back on.
Oh. Is that a hamster?
That's where you win.
You mean mint? I love you. Mint and Boo.
No, that is Boo. Mint sent him here to scout.
He went for the eye!
Oh, good Boo. Good Boo. I keep him down.
You would want to ask Philippe. He is over in sleeping quarters. Keeping things steady.
I.e. sleeping.
You see him whittling one of the bedposts.
That keeps things tight.
Felipe?
Oui.
Joseph McDonald, London Rippers. We're here hunting a Sasquatch. We were told you might be able to help us.
Are you hunting the Sasquatch?
Because we get paid to.
We're trying to obtain funding for our Ripper Lodge.
Ah, you will. Be game hunters. Be careful with this Sasquatch. I know of one, but he... You ever hear of Sasquatch? What's it? Capable of?
No. I heard if they lose a chess game, they rip your arms off and beat you to death with
them. No, that is a Wookiee.
Yeah, they seem to be about the same.
They have the power to disappear. All the time you are hunting them, they hunt you.
May I have my arm back, monsieur?
Come, little. Let me show you my etchings.
I want to show you my Sasquatch.
I'll show you my Sasquatch. It's the biggest, hairiest beast you'll ever find.
You want me to get him off you?
Only one person here will be getting off.
No, I'm pretty sure it's only one person. It'll be over in a minute or two, judging by the amount of posturing you're doing.
Ah, 1 or 2 minutes is all I need.
That's nothing to be proud of.
Hey, speed. Who said speed doesn't matter?
Most women.
Quality over quantity. Anyway.
Not in this case.
2 minutes in heaven, but 1 minute in heaven.
Alright. Yes, I know of one. He haunts the mines to the northwest.
Alright. Would you be willing to lead us there?
I know.
I have had painful encounter with him before.
Anything you would suggest we do about it?
He... keep your eye on him. He goes... faster.
In most of your cases, it is eyes. In my case, it's eye.
You have an iPad. Do not trust
you forget
your
this?
Eyes. Trust your ears.
I trust my mind's eye.
Ah!
I would trust Mind's Eye to do it. He could just collapse the mine, rebuild it, and get the Sasquatch out with his mind.
Yes, he is. He's probably still there. He occasionally takes and eats people. Some bait might work.
What kind of bait do you think would work? I mean, would it
have Sasquatch have a taste for?
Just any sort of person?
I'm not sure.
Get down to the place if he's dragging me into the room!
I'm not sure people
one
have
moment.
Different flavors.
You're not being very gentlemanly.
Oh, I will be as gentle as you want.
I'm sorry, but there's only one, or I suppose there are 5 people you'll be getting together with tonight, but she's not one of them.
Rosie Palmel and her friends, I know her well.
Probably a bit too well.
There is.
I've noticed that too. At least you can still see, right?
So good!
You just realized you're blind.
Well, hey, apparently, it has boobs and a butt.
Apparently, love does not need eyes, or in this case, lust does not need eyes.
I love my lust all day long.
Anyway.
So she, it doesn't take lightly, I don't know, like virgins or something? Women or some kind of like...
As far as I... The way Sasquatch are made is they were once... They are much like Wendigo. They were once people and resorted to...
Cannibalism?
Yes, cannibalism.
I ran into some people out like that out west.
Yes.
Never
they,
a pretty sight.
And they begin to change.
Is my hand hairier than it was a minute ago?
That's my problem.
I see. Well, anything that particularly vulnerable to?
Bullets. Bullets work well.
Let's see. Do I remember anything off the top of my head?
I take it our funder is currently...
He is not at the Ripper Lodge now.
Yeah, I assume so. I assume he's somewhere in town, probably buying a bigger gun.
Let's see if he knows that. He is not the Ripper.
No, bullets work well.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I guess we'll just have to hire a guy to take us to the mine.
Yeah, the mine should not be hard to find.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we'll need to hire a guide.
Alright. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Yes, you've been
good luck. Good hunting.
Enjoy carving the bedpost.
Yeah.
I did notice a spider over there if you need someone to watch.
Henry? No, I could not watch Henry. He gets boring.
I noticed that about Thomas back at our lodge.
Yeah.
Look, you don't have to watch the lodge. It gets really boring really fast. Mm-hmm.
and I can only afford so many penny novels on the money I allot myself for them.
That's why you see he's carving like the bedposts.
Or maybe if we ever go home to India, I can let you borrow some books from our library.
I don't speak
your great moon language.
I speak American, Mexican, and some German.
And some kraut.
I probably do refer to it as Mexican, since that's where I learned it.
Are you kidding me? You're as dumb as... If you want to perpetuate dumb American stereotype, we're all Americans here. Let's be dumb and stereotypical, please.
I speak Mexican. And kraut.
All right.
So, Lord Savage will go,
excellent. Mines to the northwest, that will easily be found.
Have you done research on Sasquatch?
Yes, they're wild men.
Do you know any of their weaknesses or anything that would be useful for them?
Yes, I was going to put my faith in good old-fashioned silver. Silver's never done me wrong yet.
I guess I'll just have to rely on a slug.
They apparently are very good at hiding, perhaps being able to disappear.
Yes, that's why I require your assistance. That's why it's the last one to be added to my collection, if you understand.
I take it we're here to act as bait for you?
I would not be so crass.
Okay.
I was thinking of perhaps actually assisting me. I'd rather not be jumped by an invisible creature in the middle of the night.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I'm used to being used as bait.
If you want to be bait?
Does not like him.
Yes. I understand that we're in the Americas, but I don't think we're in America.
Yeah, I know.
Usually we don't try to use people as bait. We're not quite that savage.
Oh, I wouldn't call it savage when we do it. It's just half the time it's the only way to flush the damn dirty bandits out.
Right. So, who's ready to go Sasquatch hunting?
Your government does not like you.
Dude, I've established this. The American government does not like a lot of things. And I am expendable to them.
Let me just buy some warmer clothing.
Yes.
And some bit of traveling gear.
That might be wise. It is getting to be late March at this point, early April, so it would be warming up, but it still might be a tidbit chilly in the morning.
Don't any of you know of the weather? It was raining terribly much in London.
I think it's a bit warmer here. Less rain, less fog.
I take it my knowledge America extends to America.
This is Canada. It's close enough. Okay. It's like a little America. Yes, I know all the Canadian... Do I have any Canadian listeners? I don't know. Hello, Canadian listeners?
Hey.
Hello?
Maybe if we had an old professor, but...
Anyway.
Alright. Well, my duster is warm enough for me.
Yeah. Alright, so you guys set up.
I suppose I could always hand you my spare duster. Oh, right, it's actually a leather jacket, so...
It'd be leather armor.
Leather coat.
Heavy coat.
There we go.
These pillows work.
Because your girlfriend has been sitting on it.
I'm stealing your warmth.
Okay, I cannot carry all this with me, so...
I'm ready to go.
Alright. You guys, I will say you finish your shopping.
Yeah.
Guys, we'll head out to the mines. And you guys can indeed see that there are two or three mines kind of located in this area, and it's out in the middle of the woods.
I checked my mini-map for copper nodes.
No copper nodes. Oh, there's some serenite. Oh, no, never mind.
Titanium.
Oh, right there! And just as you're about to get to it, a bot gets to it.
I don't even see any... Where did
it start? And it starts mining just before you do. So you're trying to race it, but it clicks a split second before you, so it gets it.
And
it says that's
seven,
already being used.
You will notice that most of the animals in this area are small and in the trees. There's no large game down here. And there should be.
There's a beaver.
I figure they probably avoid this area if there's something
or the Sasquatch has eaten them.
One or the other.
There's a beaver. Is that beaver in a tree?
It's a tree beaver.
Hey, you just check my wood. Is there a platypus bear? Wait.
A platypus bear?
Well, shall we go into its lair or shall we wait out here?
You're the hunter. Do you have a preference?
I'd like to wait out here for a day or two, if nothing else, then light the mines on fire.
Property damage probably should be low.
Oh, these are abandoned. Please.
Look. Do you have to explain it to the local authorities?
Oh, yes, I could indeed explain to the local authorities. I'm a person of some repute.
Unlike us. So, I'm fine with doing whatever you say, sir.
Well, if that were the case, we'd of course like to be close together.
Oh, yes. And I recommend we keep a watch. One, maybe two people awake at all times.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yes, well, let me draw a little campsite in the middle of the lower ship, because I don't think we're going to get to this point tonight. Yeah, it's quite all right. I was a little ambitious thinking you guys would get this far.
The distraction was too much of a distraction.
The distraction was indeed effective.
Yeah, I wouldn't say too much, because it lasted about 10 minutes total.
There were two distractions there.
Oh?
The ship.
And the ship itself was a distraction,
yeah.
Too?
Wow.
I knew that.
I didn't.
And the pickpocket, two distractions.
Oh. Well, the ship did work.
Oh, yeah, the ship worked fantastically. Now, do you guys have tents or bedrolls? Or just, like, sleeping bags?
Tents, hello.
Okay, I know you have a tent. You have no option. You have a tent.
Did he provide anything for us?
He would have a tent for himself, and he would provide sleeping bags for you guys.
That's fine with me. That's probably what I used out in when I was traveling anyway, because, I don't know, tents are kind of...
And then if it rains, he'll let you guys in his tent.
How much was the tent?
It's actually in the Ripper's book.
I'm sleeping under the stars.
Under the sea. Oh, sorry.
You're used to it.
Under the sea. Under the sea. Maybe it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me.
How much was it?
It's not in that book. Oh. It would be in this book. Gravity worms?
Ravening.
Oh, ravening. Yes. I heard
quite
ravening.
Scary.
Invisible flying worms that are as big as a person.
Right here.
It would be a pound.
Okay, I will have bought one.
Alright.
Okay.
So then there are three tents.
And if you want to, you can share it.
I like seeing the stars.
And Ivan, are you sharing the tent with Jessica or what?
Will she let me share the tent?
Yeah, I'll let you share.
Okay.
I'll share.
By the way, I surround my tent with salt.
Right.
Hey, they say the salt works on a lot of things, so I'm trusting.
All right, so there are three tents, all tightly put together, and then a bedroll.
Jeez, Alec.
Because one of us is a real man.
Yes, I'm a real man. So
do we want to put torches outside or just a campfire?
Ryan,
just the campfire.
You're a gentleman.
Yes,
I'm a real man.
No, I am a real man. I'm a real civilized man. I cannot sleep.
All right. Stop. So, what are going to be the watches?
I'll take second watch.
I'll take first, I guess.
I can take third. I'll have my tea in the morning.
Ivan?
I'll join Alec on second watch.
Okay. And he will go ahead and stay on first with you.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm third watch alone.
Yep. All right. So, let's see. Second watch. All right. Ivan and Alec, where are you guys positioned?
So as I'm sitting in front of the fire,
yep.
Yeah, on my bedroll.
It is kind of chilly out.
I've got a piece of wood out I'm whittling.
Okay.
I'm facing him.
You're facing him?
Yeah, so I can see behind him.
So okay. Basically we've got...
Like sitting at your tent? Just watching like that?
No, he'd be opposite me.
Sitting in front of...
Ryan's tent.
Am
I right in that assumption?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm whittling.
Are you watching this way?
Yeah, I'm watching. Basically, we're facing each other and keeping watch on the direct, trying to keep as many directions.
So really, the only way to sneak up on one of us is to be directly behind one of us.
Alright.
Or directly behind you, because there is a tent there, too.
By the way, just reference, I'm carving a tiny wooden poop.
Alright, so both of you guys need to give me notice checks.
See if you hear anything.
Got a 4.
Eight.
Okay.
Paranoia is strong with this one.
Both of you guys give me notice checks again, and I'll explain what happens here in a second.
5.
The paranoia is strong with this one.
Alright, and then let me roll his.
You know about Yetis. You know this kid's similar. Don't want it.
You got a 10? Alright. Both of you guys hear something kind of go. You hear some branches break and whatnot over in that direction.
I pick up my shotgun. Double check to make sure it's still loaded.
It is still indeed loaded.
I draw my knife.
I go into high alert. should one of us wake up the others?
It might be just messy.
Okay.
Where would we get the camp? Right in front of the mines?
Yeah, basically the mines are kind of like out in this area. Okay. I'm trying to draw it out. It'll try it again. Alright, both of you guys give me notice check. as now something's kind of like right over here, right next to Ivan.
It's because
he was looking. It's because his face in those directions.
There was a voice.
Actually, no. Okay.
I got
5. Okay, so it is right. Something is right next to you, rustling the leaves.
Do I see?
You're pretty sure that was a rock that came from right next to you.
I turn around.
You don't see anything. But you notice that it came from right next to you.
I kind of swing my shotgun around.
No, nothing within arm's reach for you.
Even with the extended reach.
Even with the extended reach. Something. When I mean right next to you, I don't mean like standing right on top of you, but.
That was a rock.
But, I mean, you're, of course, you know, it was right next to you, so you're kind of like.
The rogue's distract worked. Be careful, you're going to be pickpocketed now. And then
what I'm guessing is that he wants us to go investigate the noises. That's what I'm guessing.
Probably.
I'm sleeping.
So, do you want to wake him up, or?
I think it's trying to distract us. Hey, Liam.
Call across to that tent over there.
I don't stand up. I don't move. Liam,
give me a nose check. Just a simple 4. You're sleeping. That's why I'm saying it's a simple 4.
Nope. Oh, I had to hike all the way here.
I pick up a rock. Throw it.
Lord Savage.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
It's got the little safari hat and everything.
I think it may be nearby.
Bloody good.
Is he even already in full gear too?
Yeah, he's walking out. Yes, he is.
A lady.
He's really something knock on.
Yeah, he's knocking on the wooden parts of the tent.
Oh, okay.
The little frame, the pole in the center there.
That is so cocked, it hurts. No.
I roll over. Cover myself in the blankets because I'm cold.
It seems like the women of the party are having trouble getting up.
Everything's again.
Well, then let's go ahead and just keep an eye out.
Apparently I'm in REM sleep.
I'm cold, so I'm curled up in like a cocoon.
Alright. At this point, over in this area, you guys hear a womanly shriek, which will wake both of you guys up. It sounds like someone out in the woods.
Oh, yeah, of course I rolled double safety.
Woman in danger! Jessica, you automatically wake up.
Your cloak is flapping in the wind. You weren't even sure where you got the cloak.
As he steps out, the tent stays on his shoulders just enough that it looks like a cloak, and then it flaps.
It's a blanket.
But then it turns out I'm in my long johns. Pardon me.
Pants.
I'll throw something on more faster.
Is that real?
Well, it's certainly a daft, crafty creature. I bet it could mimic the scream of what you guys hear a gunshot in the woods.
Maybe not. Should some of us go to investigate while the rest of us stay here?
Either it's really, really crafty, or I think it may have found Plan B.
I'm going to go with Plan B.
Plan B?
Yes, his Plan B. I didn't bring anyone other than you.
Alright, well, yeah. We should probably go check this out.
Alright. Split the forces or stay here. You're the... Although I may be a professional monster hunter, I'm assessing your value. So!
Oh, I will go so that you guys may not get lost.
No, you have some. Do we have anything? I'd feel better if all of us moved together, just
as
because.
Probably best to only have one person in Savage, since she's the more skilled hunter. He probably could handle it while the rest of us actually investigate.
All right.
I do not want to leave him alone.
No, one of us stays. So three of us go. So.
Which one of us? Because she's going, because she's skilled. So there's one of us. Three.
Second gunshot. Third gunshot.
But decide quickly.
I must go save the lady.
He has to go.
All right.
I'll stay.
So the Chinese guy, lady, and Savage stay. All right, we move.
All right. Go ahead and give me a simple notice check. You're tracking noise with your ears right now.
You got a 2.
11. 10.
The two, you're like, okay, move cautiously. The two men are like, manly
stuff!
You guys will indeed find another campsite. It does appear that it's actually a single tent. Probably of a single family or so. Both the man and woman are missing, but you can indeed see that there's a pistol on the ground. And then the tent is ripped to shreds.
This is not good. Anyone else
is
here
there any
at all?
Blood on the ground?
Can we track?
Nope, no blood.
Can we track the people?
Oh, yeah, you can track now. Not a problem.
Alright.
I don't have tracking, but, you know.
That's why she's here.
Indeed.
Four. Heads back to the top mine.
It's going up there.
I think we should go get Savage. It's probably the Sasquatch.
Yes, indeed. I think it's probably grabbed some people to eat. We must go and save them.
Well, I'm sorry to say, but I think we found our bait.
Yes, indeed.
Unfortunately.
We must go act quickly. I start running back.
It's night time. Go ahead and give me a notice check.
Hands, Ryan.
I don't have hands. 4.
Alright, you'll find it easily enough.
Okay.
The Sasquatch has taken the unwitting bait to the top of the mine.
Ah, well then it appears if we want to do the heroic thing, then we should probably go inside.
And if anything, this would be the time that its guard may be down, because it'd be concentrating on
at this
others.
Point you guys hear some rustling in the bushes next to you.
3.
That sounds like rustling to you.
5.
That still sounds like rustling to you.
I love my shotgun at it. Who's there?
Alright, so hold on. You guys were probably ran up from this direction or kind of calling over and you're doing that. Okay.
Who's there?
Roll perception if you want. Everyone gets to roll perception.
Ninja!
Ten.
Oh, sorry, that's wrong.